This is Michelle Bidding reading Soft Red Skirt. That's what she wore, followed his wolf-shaped face up the mountain path. Summer, the swelter of eucalyptus, lavender dilating every cell. Was it curiosity brought her here? The subtle growl inside his laugh? Between them, a quarter century year's difference, and two pair of eyes rife with off-kilter craving? Maybe the way he preferred she lead, parting milkweed, beech burr, thistle along the switchback, the better to view her shifting rump as they gobbled the trail, reminding her of that Easter at her parents', bending to pull lamb from the oven, her flowered dress hiking up, father in the corner with his cronies, their secret murmured words, sweet, flesh, young, singeing the air, making her cringe years later at any sudden scent of rosemary. Her soft red insides closing then, opened now, with this man's hand on her ass, key to the body's cabin. The quandary odd, familiar, like that tale by the Brothers Grimm about the poodle made to eat flaming coal, the nourishment it took from its blistering fare, muzzle dipping in to relish what burned in the tasting, each time the tongue left bruised and blackened. Washed in Flame. This poem begins with an epigraph by Abraham Sutzkever. And no one can still recognize the woman washed in flame, for whom, of all her joys, burnt pearls in ashes is the sum of what remains. Washed in flame. She makes a matchstick of her finger, dunks the tip in bombshell red. Then her lips are two flickers. In the shadows of her ears, smoldering flowers. Draws a smoky line between lid and lash and dashes out. At the crowded rear of the oncologist's elevator, one last fanning of her mahogany skirt. Don't try to follow the logic, this need for ritual, preening, seduction, whether the doctor's even aware of silk swishing between her legs. It's pointless, futile as asking why her cell's crooked kindling, the gathered deadwood, amass their morbid camp deep in her body's core. Just remember the pretty Polish girl, pinching her cheeks for the German soldier. "Zier Puppe," he said, lifting her onto the truck. As if it mattered her eyes were two hazelnuts, her skin beaded milk. So lovely, so worth saving, am I not? And he, head cocked, smiling, pretending not to know what awaited her further on up the road.